This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, everyone's going to have to indulge me here for the last 10 minutes. Given that, I mean, I love golf. I love to play golf. I love to watch golf. I love to think about golf. Back when I was a sports writer, I covered a lot of golf. I covered Augusta several times. I've played Augusta. I've played when I was a sports writer. I mean, it is, like I said, when I was doing my Sunday show on Josh, I said, Josh, do you golf? And he said, no. And I said, don't start now, because would you tell somebody now, hey, go start crack? Because it's basically like that. It costs you a lot of money. You don't get much out of it, and it annoys you sometimes. But I made it. But I'm a very happy golfer because I just enjoy playing golf. And I have learned a lot of golfers think, I'm going to shoot my best score today. I never think that. I think I'm going to enjoy today playing, and I'm going to hit some bad shots, and I might play terrible today, and I might play good. I never really know when it comes or goes. It could come and go, and so I always have a good time, even if it's a bad round. It just,
good for
it
you.
Just doesn't bother me.
You're better than the rest of us.
I thought if I'm going to spend that much time doing that, I may as well enjoy myself. It's fun to just be out there. You know, I usually walk and get some exercise in. But the U.S. Open, I have very strong opinions about the U.S. Open. And I thought they had gotten away from this. The U.S. Open, for those of you that don't know, there's four majors in golf. There's the Masters. There is the PGA, there's the U.S. Open, and then there's the Open Championship, which is in England or Scotland. It's in British Islands. It's actually in Northern Ireland this year. But the U.S. Open always believes we have to protect par. So you take these great players that you know, I don't want to see players make double bogeys. If I want to see that, I just can watch myself play golf. Okay, I want to see these guys show their skill, and whoever wins, I don't care if they're 10 under or 10 over. I just want to see good golf. And here's what I don't like about the U.S. Open: what they're doing in Oakmont, they have fairways, and then they have rough, and the rough is 5 inches long.
Mm-hmm.
And if you hit your ball into the rough at that rough, you can only do one thing: take out a wedge and try to gouge it out. Is that skill? Okay, so you would say, well, Scott, that means the guys who hit the fairways the most are the guys that are going to win. Okay,
yeah. I keep it in the center, Scott. But not that hard.
But why do you take one aspect of the game? Here's the different aspects of golf: driving, iron play, short game, chipping, wedges, putting, chipping, wedges, putting. So there's like 5 elements of the game, and the only one they're testing is driving accuracy. The rest of them go out the window. Now, because when you get in that rough, you got no chance most of the time, unless they really cut it down before the first round tomorrow. I've seen all the pictures, you know, and now you can see it because all the golfers go in, like Bryson DeChambeau goes in and throws his ball down and is trying shots, and you know they're all taking videos and sending it out there. And you know, I saw a guy make, like, I putt when I'm off the green because I can't chip very good. I saw a guy, he was 122 yards out on number one, and he putted it to like 5 feet. That's how fast the fairways are. That's how fast the greens are. And then the greens are typically at an average club. There's a little thing called the stimp meter. You heard of the stimp meter?
Yes.
It's a little, it looks like a ruler with a little, but a ball rolls down and it's got a little groove in it. And you put it in a certain position and then you measure how far it rolls out. So if you go to a country club around here, if you go to, say, a nice public course around here, the stint meter is probably going to be at like an 11. 10 to 11. A really nice country club might be 12. They're talking 14 or 15. Never heard of that. On greens that when they were built, that probably if they had a stint meter would have rolled out at like a 6 because they didn't have the grass that they have now. So the greens are really, really, so you could hit a shot and you miss 1 foot to the left too far of where you need to land and your ball could roll 40 yards off the green.
Good as God intended.
And that's right. You want to just watch the carnage.
I do. I love I'm not the golf viewer that you are, but if I had to watch a major, I'm picking the U.S. Open over the Masters because I love the carnage. I love to see them struggle. And I think you defeated your own point there. You started by saying all they're measuring is driving accuracy. Clearly not with the greens, how fast and firm they are. They're also, testing how you can get into the green, how you can hold it onto the green, and certainly how you can putt.
Yeah, but here's the difference. The Masters, I think the Masters is the Masters and the Open Championship are my two favorites because the Open Championship, they don't screw with the course at all. You're playing in Scotland. Some years it's soft, some years it's not.
And they just hope it's windy.
And they just hope it's windy. And you go out there and they just play. They don't trick the course up. The course is what it is. I love that. They go St. Andrews, the most famous course in the world just about. Those guys shoot 20 under to win it, and it was still great.
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous.
It wasn't ridiculous. I mean, Cam Smith made all those birdies coming down when it was there last time. But anyway, I like it. The thing that Augusta is the game that tests everything. And what they really test is they have some rough. So if you get in the rough, it's going to impact you. I want you to be impacted coming out of the rough, meaning you can't spin the ball. It's going to be harder to hold the green. Your ball will jump. It's harder to know how far it goes because do you catch it clean or does the grass get in between? Do you get a flyer? You're in the rough. There's a lot of variabilities that tortures the good player. That's the level of you had said that the reporter shouldn't have been fired. He should have been suspended. You're getting fired by those. What you should be is just get suspended by those in the regular rough. And so that's what I'm saying. And then the chipping is gone, unless you're short of the green in the fairway. You're taking a wedge out, and I could be the Scotty Scheffler is one of the greatest chippers in the world. He's going to have to gouge it out just like I do. Now, he'll probably be quite a bit better at it.
Yeah,
than I would.
Good. Make him work.
But it's you're losing the ability to control the spin, to control all the stuff that he's learned to do.
Yeah.
You just take it out and gouge. So his whole aspect of his game is gone. That being said, my money is especially on Scotty Scheffler because this course is, and I will say this, by the way, the U.S. Open got away from this for many years. In fact, I thought they got away from it, but Oakmont is different. Oakmont is considered the hardest course in the world, and that's important to Oakmont, and so that's why this is being done. So I got to say, there's a little part of me that I'm going to enjoy watching it, but I don't want the U.S. Open to continue to do it because I think the U.S. Open should find the best golfer in the world, not the guy that can hit it straight and can gouge out a wedge.
No. Stick with how it is. For God forbid, for 4 days out of the golf calendar a year, we watch them struggle a little bit, just like the rest of us do, who can't spin the ball, who have no idea how to hit a good draw. We just happen to hit it and, hey, that's a draw. I meant to do that. Sure, that's exactly what I was looking for. No.
Some guy, he says, guy sounds angry, same course for everyone. What a crybaby. Okay, that's right.
That's right.
It is the same course for everybody.
Boo.
But this course is probably going to produce a much weaker winner than a regular one.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, we'll see. Anyway,
I just want more people calling you a crybaby. I like it.
Why not? Jason DeRusha here, everybody.
I just need a break from people yelling at me and calling me names.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.